Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Friday. Weather-wise, it's not terrible. It's not hot like I like it. But nonetheless, we got an abbreviated 30-minute Lake Show into Twins pregame, then Twins baseball, then final pitch tonight. So we'll catch you guys a little bit later in the evening, me and Christopher Tubbs. I want to start with the Twins, and then we'll get to other matters here in the second segment. But this is the first, I think, bit of adversity that this year's team is facing here in the 2025 season. You guys know by now that Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton had the collision yesterday. And out of that collision, we know that Carlos Correa has landed himself on the 7-day concussion injury list. So Carlos Correa is out at least a week. Hopefully it will be just that. Byron Buxton, we're not exactly sure. It's still going to be determined, or at this particular time, it's undetermined his status. But he's not going to be in the lineup this evening. So this is the first piece of adversity that the Twins will face here this season. And we will see the depth of this organization and the talent that we have and the talent pool. And I say first, I guess, piece of adversity to face. And some of you may disagree and say, well, we faced adversity already and going into a hole and then climbing out of that hole. I'm not looking at that as a piece of adversity. I'm looking at this as true adversity. This is something that was extremely fluky yesterday. You're able to win the game, and now you are faced with the task of moving forward with a couple of your premier players out of the lineup. I don't call the start of the year and the struggles adversity, and the reason why I say this is because I just look at it as they were playing bad baseball. Like, that's just kind of how I look at it. The Twins started off the season not so good baseball. They fought their way out of the hole, and they're playing much better. And by the way, have an 11-game winning streak. So we'll see how things play out. I'm not sure, Chris, how you view it in terms of good news, bad news. I didn't think that yesterday, when both guys exited the game, I didn't think we were going to be sitting here with a situation where both guys would be in the lineup tonight. I didn't anticipate that. As much as we can't stand Wisconsin and we can't stand Milwaukee and all that stuff, whatever, I felt like there was going to be a little bit of downtime, whether that was technically guys going on an injured list or just having a few days off. The reality is you've played yourself into a position where you don't feel like you're extremely desperate. Mm-hmm. You're playing good baseball, and hopefully other guys that have been hot, right, like just as hot in the lineup, will be able to continue to carry that through. And by the way, I think that one of the guys, and I know that Dan Hayes from The Athletic, who does a phenomenal job, he was on with Jason, was talking about Harrison Bader was sprinting, not in the lineup, but not ruling out that he would play. That's a guy that you actually need to be available at some point because of how well he has played this season.
Yeah, I think not only that, I think you're going to need Harrison Bader if Byron Buxton is going to be out for any extended period of time. No disrespect to Deshaun Kearse or anybody else, but Harrison Bader was the safety net for Byron Buxton if Byron Buxton missed any time. I will say, like you, I was not expecting either one of these guys to be in the lineup tonight. The 7-day concussion, you know, IL for Correa doesn't surprise me. You know, Byron Buxton not being on the concussion list as of yet, does that mean that he has yet to be diagnosed or show the severe symptoms, or does that just mean that he hasn't shown anything and maybe it's not quite as bad? Like,
I think it's all precautionary. I think that they're trying to see. I think that, to me, this is the way that I look at it. I think that, because number one, when you look at the play, Correa took the harder of the hits.
Yes, because like, he got hit in the back of the head.
Yes, he was trying to brace for it. He's not able to see. Buxton, he clearly didn't see Correa either, but he was moving forward and another guy's moving back. And so Correa, it was almost like it was back of head and neck area where it was Buxton. It was more so it seemed like kind of like head slash kind of like the chin area.
Yes.
And so he took more of the brunt of the hit, that being Carlos Correa. So knowing that, if Buxton isn't necessarily been ruled or deemed to have had a concussion, they can kind of wait and see. They don't have him in the lineup. They can kind of wait and see what things look like over the course of the next couple of days, then make a decision on how they're going to play it out with him. But look, it could have been a lot worse. Let's just put it like that.
Way worse.
This thing could have been way worse. And so I think that Twins fans, as much as you feel like, okay, we're a little bit snake-bitten with this because we can never get through, you know, the majority of a season with guys not being hurt, I feel like he got away with one to a certain degree.
You don't know how long concussion symptoms, how this stuff could linger. So I think there is that question mark because you don't know if this is something that could last. But I do look at it as maybe the Twins dodged a proverbial bullet. You know, when you're talking about adversity, I'm going to be in the camp that I do believe that they had that adversity at the beginning of the year. And it's not because of how they started, even though you can make that argument, I feel. But to me, it's about not having Royce Lewis. And you're already coming in with all of these question marks. You're coming in, okay, you know, you've got the weather that's working against you. You've got the, you know, the home attendance. You've got the general overall fan base. You've got a lot of things that are working against you. So I do feel like that in terms of, you know, adversity, you did have to do that without having some of your guys ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess weather's weather. Like, both teams are operating in the weather. So I throw all of that out. I know that we get caught up in talking about weather at the start of the year and all that. Everybody's playing in the elements. With regards to Royce Lewis, I will give you that. Like, yes, you can look at that and say that that's adversity, but it's different from now. You know why? Because they knew he was going to be out. Like, this was not planned. And I'm not saying that Royce Lewis being out was planned, but at least they knew in spring training he was not going to be ready.
But you still had to deal with that, though. You still had to deal with Royce not being there.
For sure. No question. I agree with you 100% on that. So, you know, we'll see how things shake out. I think that this is, you know what the best thing about this situation is? Is that the pitching has been elite.
Elite.
That's the best thing about now. The pitching has been so darn good that hopefully, knock on wood, that they won't fall off here over the course of however many games that Carlos or Buxton may be out.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, the bullpen has been one of the best in Major League Baseball. Everything in terms of the pitching staff has come together very, very nicely for the Twins. And they've been able to complement that with having, and I mentioned this last night just briefly, that some of these guys that you brought in, you know, a Cody Clemens, a Jonah Bride, you know, these are supposed to be guys that are maybe just going to, you know, plug the hole on the dam, right? Like, they're the guys that are the bubble gum. You put it on there and you hope that everything doesn't break. All of a sudden, I feel like Jonah Bride and Cody Clemens have played themselves into maybe, you know, a longer spot on the roster. They're not somebody that I feel is going to be optioned right away if you have everybody, you know, healthy and ready to go. So I think whatever has been happening for them, it's been all good vibes, even though you're going to have to deal with, you know, Correa maybe being out for a week. Buxton, we don't know. But this is where you continue to use every piece at your disposal right now for the Twins.
Yep, 651-461-9226. That is the talk and text line. Twins pregame starting in about 16 minutes. Then we got Twins baseball on the mound tonight. The second best pitcher, in my opinion, for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Ryan. He's been awesome this year. He will be opposing the Milwaukee Brewers and one Chad Patrick.
Only behind Chris Paddock.
Only behind what?
Chris Paddock.
Chris Paddock is the best pitcher on the Twins?
Right now?
Okay. No, that'd be Pablo Lopez. You know that. But Chris Paddock has been awesome. He has been awesome. He has been, his last two starts have been, in the words of PJ Fleck, elite. They have been elite.
Vintage Chris Paddock.
Coming up next, we will get into the WNBA, because it's a big day in the WNBA, because the Minnesota Lynx, they start the 2025 season. But we also love to, we love the fact that Paige Becker starts her WNBA career, and we do that next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in just a matter of moments, Twins pregame, then Twins baseball. They're in Wisconsin, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And then later this evening, make sure that you tune back into us with Final Pitch, and we'll break it all down and take your phone calls and text. I'm so excited for, number one, you guys know I'm a massive basketball fan, of basketball of all levels. And I have supported the WNBA since the start, and I love women's basketball. I love the Minnesota Lynx. The Minnesota Lynx were that close to winning the WNBA championship last year. I thought that they got screwed on some calls in the finals, but I digress. I'm a huge Paige Beckers fan, and I think that she does a phenomenal job of just not representing herself and her family, but our state well, and how she has just really been great as a role model to young people, for everyone, really. That's the reason why she has so many sponsorships. She did well with name, image, and likeness. Whenever she is doing an interview, she says and does the right things at all times. She's aware of her star status, and she's aware of her celebrity. And she knows the impact that she makes on others. She's understanding of her influence. I love that. I love people that are self-aware. And so I've been a fan, and my fandom has grown and grown and grown. And I'm so happy for her being the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. The WNBA is a great league that is now elevated because of Caitlin Clark, because of Angel Reese, because of the success throughout the years that the Lynx have had, because of Nafisa Collier, because of, I mean, there's so many tremendous women that have been a part of this league, that have uplifted this league, that it's stardom, right? Like that's what we're looking at. These are rising stars. And the thing that I love about Paige is that she right now, even though tonight will be her first game, regular season game, as a member of the Dallas Wings, she is already one of the young faces of the league. When you think about faces of the league, of course we're going to talk about Breanna Stewart. We're going to talk about Nafisa Collier. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark in her second year. We're going to talk about Angel Reese, right? Like, because there's a lot of phenomenal players that have retired recently, okay? The latest one is who many believe is in the conversation for being the GOAT with women's basketball, and that's Diana Taurasi. You know, Maya Moore, she, you know, heck, Maya Moore, how many years ago did she step away from the game? Like six? But like 5 or 6 years ago. So there's so many great players, but Paige is going to be somebody that I think that everybody is going to look to and cheer for. When we talk about athletes, there are some athletes, Chris, that are just likable individuals. When you look across the board, I think that, like, for instance, in the NBA, I don't think that Draymond Green is a likable individual. He loves being the villain. It's because he utilizes the mouth that he has, and he likes to rub people the wrong way. I think that he embraces that.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. And to some degree, I think that Angel Reese, I have no issue with her, and I'm not saying she's Draymond Green, but I think that she does like to be the villain too, in a different way, right? In a different way. She doesn't want to say things to be like totally dismissive or disrespectful of people, but she likes to mix it up a little bit there in the WNBA. But I just think that Paige is one of those athletes that everybody loves her. And I think that the number one reason why, not just because she's a phenomenal basketball player, but because she has overcome adversity.
Yes.
She had two major injuries in college, and the buzz was there for Paige Beckers before it was even there for Caitlin Clark. So, I love Caitlin Clark. I love all of the young stars in the WNBA. But I'm not going to sit here and act like there's not a special place in my heart for Paige Beckers because she's one of us.
Paige Beckers was the face of women's basketball, and she was for a couple of years before the latest injury, you know, happened. And that's when Caitlin Clark kind of became the it girl. And, you know, Paige just by default had to take a step back. So I feel like there's a little bit there's a little bit of that fire in Paige that I don't know if you really, what is the saying? You don't want the smoke. Like, I feel like there's a little bit there to kind of, you know, show people that she is worthy of all of the hype. And I do think she is very, very likable. She's very easy to root for because of the injuries. And, you know, you were talking about Angel Reese and Draymond Green and kind of those individuals. They carved out a niche for themselves as being the villain. And you know, some of that is manufactured. Some of that is legitimate. Some of that is playing it up. I do think it is great that Paige is starting off against the Minnesota Lynx. I feel like
this
is the circle of basketball life, right? I mean, the team that she grew up rooting for and, you know, Cheryl Reeve discovering her at the age of 12 or going out and helping just this, you know, little girl at 12, you know, giving her some advice. Little did we know it would end up being one of the best players to ever come out of the state of Minnesota. So it's a fantastic story. You know, Paige is the ultimate baby face at this point. Like, people want to see her. And, I mean, I feel like there's a little something for Paige to prove. Like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, she was the face before Caitlin Clark. Well, she's got the pressure now because Caitlin Clark, you know, had a fantastic rookie year. Guess what? Now, Paige, I feel like the pressure is on Paige. Like, she's got to follow up her rookie year and do just as good as Caitlin.
Yeah, but I don't think that initially the pressure is on her from the jump. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, number one, everybody saw that Caitlin from the start last year, like as much as we all love Caitlin Clark got better as the season progressed. And that's typically what happens with rookies. And so I think that people will expect Paige to get better as the season progresses. I don't think that everybody's expecting Paige Beckers to go out and get like 25 points a game or anything like that, whatever. Because they saw what Caitlin had to do. Secondly, I think that people have to look and be honest with themselves. They're two different players. They play differently. Paige Beckers is somebody whose game is much more well-rounded than Caitlin Clark.
Agreed.
Caitlin Clark is a scorer. Paige Beckers is a scorer, but she's a distributor. She can do other things. She's a true point guard. So I don't think that we're going to view Caitlin and Paige in the same light, because their games are different, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But I think for the casual fan, I guess, is kind of, you're looking, it's like, man, Caitlin Clark really set the world on fire as a rookie because she does have a different game. Yeah, you mentioned, Paige isn't necessarily scoring dependent. She's very good at distributing the basketball, you know, very good in transition. There are a lot of things that she does better than Caitlin, maybe outside of scoring the basketball, but she does it a little bit differently. I guess my whole, you know, point on that is Caitlin Clark is now the measuring stick for better or for worse, and Paige Bueckers being the next number one pick after Caitlin Clark, I just feel that by default there's going to be those comparisons, whether it's fair or not.
Yeah, there's going to be comparisons, no question. And you know who's going to be the comparison following after Paige in the next year or two?
Juju.
It's going to be Juju.
Yep,
yeah,
Juju.
I mean, so that's just the nature of it. But that's the beauty of the WNBA.
That
right
means
now.
You're loaded with talent.
And you're getting the job done. Like, who's going to be the next LeBron, right? Because who is going to be the next Jordan? So I just love those conversations. All right, that's going to wrap up the late show. We got Twins pregame coming up next. Then after the game, we'll do final pitch. Talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.